Okay, we're picking up over here from Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom. So we had a machlokes here, a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. When someone is mafkid peros, it's a chaveiro, and then something goes wrong, the peros start rotting, or if he had wine and the wine is b'machmes v'chulei, and the shemen vivish. So what do you do? Do you touch it? Do you sell it and get rid of it and to try to cut the losses? Or according to that's Rav Meir, Chachamim say. The Rameh holds you don't touch them, and Chachamim hold that the Oslam Takana and you sell it off. So, the question over here was says the Gemara now, the Gemara is bothered by the Lashon of the Dvash Vehidvish. When it talks about, we understand when it comes to Yayin and it goes and it spoils, so now it's vinegar, you can use that. But once you're talking about the other things, once you have Shem Vehivish and Dvash Vehidvish, so what are you going to do with this? So the Gemara here asks on the bottom line. Shem and Vehivish, Dvash Vehidvish, if these things spoil, Lamai Chazu, what are you going to do with them? Meaning, the fact that you're selling them implies that there's somebody who wants to buy it because he has a use for it. If there's no use, you're not going to be able to sell it. So Lamai Chazu, and Rashi says, Diktani Meichron, that you're selling them, how are you able to sell them? So the Gemara answers, Shem and Chazi Ligildoi, Shemen is used for the gildoi, the people that are going to use it for smearing oros. If they have they're tanners, they're using leather, so they're going to be able to smear it with this shemen. So even though it's not good for, you're not going to be able to use it for food, but you can use it for the oros. And dvash lektisha de gamle, and the dvash is good, even though it's spoiled, but the dvash will be good for soothing your gamel who was carrying a lot of stuff on its back and it got cuts on its back. So you're going to be able to smear it with this dvash that will help his cuts heal. Okay, so that's explaining how bechlal you're able to sell it. Now the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says that the chashitas chachamim is that you don't just leave it alone, you're going to want to sell it off and cut your losses. So the Gemara says, my takante avalu, what exactly is the takana? In other words, Bishlamo, when you're talking about things which are rotting and they're going to be rotting more, okay, you understand the takana, you're going to be cutting your losses by selling it off before it rots more. But over here, whatever happens. Exactly, it's kam-kam. So what are you gaining by selling it? What's the point? Just, you might as well leave it already. It's already chaymetz. Amar Ravashi, the kankanim, we're talking about the barrel or the jug that's holding these different things. So even though it's true that the yain already became chemitz, the shemen already was hivish, the devash already got ruined, all these things, they're still going to be, not in terms of the devash itself or the shemen itself, but in terms of the container that's holding them, they're gonna also be continue to be miskalkel if you don't get rid of the stuff. And therefore, we want to sell it off. So that's, according to the Chachamim, what the takana is in Bezdin. So the Gemara says, okay, so now b'may kamivu. So what's really the machlokes? Now that we understand the case better, what really now is the machlokes in the Tanoim? What's the machlokes of Rameh and Rabbanim? And Rashi explains, b'may kamivu, the Rameh and Rabbanim, me'achar shemoy de Rameh, b'yesa mechtei chesron. In other words, we wanted to bring a raya that there may be arguing b'chlal. But now that we're madche, that Rameh agrees to the Chachamim in a situation of yesa mechtei chesronon, so what are they really arguing about? So the Gemara explains, they're arguing like this. So one of them holds that lehefsed merubah we're going to be choshish for. So it says Rashi, kigon yes minei chasroinan. Right. So that even Rameh agrees that yes minei chasroinan, that we're concerned. A big hefsed is a problem, but a hefsed muot kigon bechtei chasroinan derikavon peres vekilkol hakankan diyain bech. But those things, a small thing within chdei chasronan, or when you're trying to sell the thing which already became chomez, you're worried about the kankan. That's not such a big deal. Lehefsed merubah chasroinan. And therefore, says Amir, don't touch it. Better not to touch it. Keep his stuff. And the Rabbanan hold it. No, even for a small hefsid, we're also chayshish. Yafeh. Okay, so that finishes up that point. And now the Gemara returns to the Mishnah, the dinner of Shem Gamliel. Oimer Yimkrim Bevezdin, Mipnei Shu Kameshiv Aveda Lebailim. Okay, so we're bringing us back to the Mishnah. We have a machoikas Tanoim in our Mishnah. Okay, this last case is with the Meir Chachamim. But we're going now back to our Mishnah, Lamechas Amad Aleph. When a person gives over the peros, according to the Tanakama, do not touch it. According to Shimon Gamliel, you should be selling it in front of Bezdin. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha of Shimon Gamliel. So we have a statement of Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and in fact, we pass on like Shimon Gamliel. The Rabba Amr of Nachman, Rabba says in the name of Nachman, no, Halacha, Gedevich, Chachabim. There's a Machlokes Amoraim here.
how to paskin in our Mishnah. The first Ma'an Dharma holds in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we go like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, and Rabbi in the name of Nachman says no. So in fact, the Gemara, the Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan Chada Zimna, why do we need a special statement over here that Rabbi Abba has to say, you know, Rabbi Yochanan holds Allah like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel? We already know that. How do we know that? Not because Rabbi Yochanan ever paskin directly about this Mishnah, but Rabbi Yochanan told us a klal. The Amr Rabbi Barbachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom shishana, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'Mishnah Seinu. Any time you find Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, halacha kamoiso, the halacha is always like him, with a few exceptions. Chutz mi arev, the case of an arev, v'tzidon, in the case of tzidon, v'raya achrona, in the case of raya achrona. Why is it called raya achrona? Because there were two cases of raya that Rashi tells you. A brief synopsis. There was a case of Machlokes, somebody had a raya to be seiser what the din was in Bez, then he comes back to bring his raya. There were two cases there of raya. In the first case, the halacha is like him, and the raya achron halacha is not like him. So Mamela, what's coming out of this klal of Rabbi Bar Bachano in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is that every single time you find Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, you always pass on like him, with the exception of these three cases. So therefore, we have a kasha. Being that our Mishnah is not one of the three exceptions, we already know that Rabbi Yochanan passed like him. So why do we need a special statement of Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov to tell us Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rishon Gamliel? We already know that from the din of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers, Amaroi and Inuvali, but Rabbi Yochanan and Echanami. Is a machlokes Amaroi about what Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Bar Yochanan says a general rule, it applies all the time. So we knew that over here as well. We don't need a special statement over here. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, who applied the din of Rabbi Yochanan that he passed over here, so he did not hold of this general rule. He didn't get that Messiah from Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, he understood that Rabbi Yochanan paskin the Shaila specifically over here. Okay. Good. So that is just explaining in terms of the Psak. So now the Gemara says we can extrapolate from this Machlokes Tanoim to another area of Halacha. Nishma Karov Shavui. Says the Gemara, we can extrapolate from Shimon Gamliel that the halacha should be that if someone was taken captive, we bring down a karov, a relative of this captive, to his nechassim. So this guy is nechassim, he's not here anymore, he's not taking care of the nechassim, we'll bring down a relative to work the field and take care of it. And on the opposite side, midirabonon and ishma, and from the rabbana we can pull out the eimaridin karov nechassim shavid. You're not allowed to. Why is that true? So the simple pshat is like this, that our mishnah, we have a machlokes tanaka, l'chacham and Shimon Gamliel. Do we tell the Shomer to get involved with the guy's nechassim to try to help him to sell it v'chulei? Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, get involved. Right? Chacham say, don't get involved. So Rosh Hashanah says, get involved over here. I'll also tell you by the nechassim of the Shomer. You should get involved. Let the carb get involved. Mashenkin, the Rabbanim, will say over here not to do anything. We'll say over there not to touch the nechassim. Nobody should go down. So that's the Gemara's initial. So how much of the Gemara is matzli? No, umimai. How do you know that these two cases are analogous? How do you know that the din of our Mishnah of the Shomer deciding to sell is analogous to the case of bringing down a karov to the nechassim of a shavui? Maybe they're not. Dilma Avka, now the Gemara is going to show why you can go either way on each one. In other words, even Shimon Gamliel, who says by us that you do get involved, could say over there that you don't get involved by the shavui. And even the Rabbanu, who say by us that you don't get involved, could say over there by the shavui that you do get involved. Now, it's a point to point out that it doesn't mean, what the Gemara is about to say is not to say a svara that's 100% clear. The Gemara is going to say a svara which could be. Okay, the Gemara is going to show that even if Shimon Gamliel, who holds over here a certain way, could hold a different way over there. Not that he for sure does. So it was confusing some guys before. So we'll speak it out now. Maybe Shimon Gamliel only said over here the din that you sell, because if not, the principle that you're watching is going to be destroyed. Right? The guy gave you apples. These apples every day are getting ruined. More and more of the apples are being rotted. So there, for sure, you got to get involved. Aval hasam over there, when you're talking about a guy has karka and you want to go and work the karka, hachanami de maridin. Maybe over there you shouldn't get involved, because no matter what's going to happen, the karka is going to stay there. So you're not producing enough fruits. You're not getting as much as you could out of it, Poseidon. But the actual, that's just the extra. Those are the benefits that's coming out of it. But the actual karka, the actual principle is still there. So that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel could possibly, and again, not that he necessarily does, but he could hold over there a maridin, and therefore he does not necessarily say maridin. And the same with the other way around. And maybe the Rabbanan in our Mishnah only said not to touch it because there's very specific svaras that apply in the case of a shomer. Either you're going to say like Rav Kahana, that a guy would rather keep his own stuff rather than getting someone else's stuff, so he doesn't want you to sell it. Or you have the din of Nachmar Yitzchak, which maybe the guy made a truma. Now, neither of those issues apply when you're coming to work the guy's field. So, aval hasa machanami the marid. Therefore, over there, it could be that you're marid. There, neither of those stars apply. So, maybe the Rabbanu would say, when it comes to a shavi, go ahead and be marid. Now, why is it that there's no issue of... Why is it that there's no issue of kav shalo? Because again, here, right, when it comes to the karka, his karka is there. It's his karka either way. Right? The question is not about selling the karka. The karka is about what?
Maybe it's about all the stuff that you'd be maintaining.
So again, that's mimonasha. Because right now he doesn't have that.
Maybe he'll come back tomorrow.
So let him come back. He'll do it. He'll come back tomorrow. I'm just doing today's. I'm not doing tomorrow's. Right? I'm doing today's. So there's no. You don't have the sarbrots other than kav shalo. Because what does he have now? He has his karka. I'm not taking the karka away. Elamai, there's peros. Okay. He doesn't have those peros yet, right? I'm going to be the one producing the peros. If he comes back, let him do the peros. So that's the Gemara basically saying you don't have to link the two cases. And you could pass it one way in this case and a different way in the other case. So it says the Gemara. So now you're saying a good svar. So now you need to tell me, Lamemra, the trade time in him. So really, they're two separate cases and they're not necessarily interconnected. That's not true though. Don't we know that Shmuel passes like Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel? And Shmuel also passes the din of Maridin. So why does Shmuel pass in both of these dinim? Is it not because they're one reason? In other words, they're Habah Talio, that they're totally interconnected. And once you pass in Rosh Hashanah, you have to pass the din of Maridin. And that's what it would seem like. Punk Shmuel is passing both of these dinim. L'chayra, that suggests that they're connected. Gemara says, no, trade time in Inu. No, it doesn't mean that they're connected. They happen to be two separate cases. You could have paskined like Shmuel, you could have paskined like Rishon Gamliel in the first case and not paskined that way in the second case. But it happened to be that Shmuel did. In other words, at the end of the day, Shmuel paskined the way we would have expected it to be had they been connected. But that's not a raya that they are connected. Okay, and that gets back to what I'm saying before. Right? All we're saying, trey time, it just means they don't have to be connected. So the fact that Shmuel paskin both of these halachas, it's not a riot that they're connected. It happens to be that he paskin in both cases this way. The Gemara Nezachon Amasar was actually very mistaber to say this way, that they're dafka not connected. Why? Because we already said that Rava says in the name of Nachman that halacha is like the Chachamim, not like Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to touch the stuff, the Shem is not supposed to touch it and sell it. The Amr of Nachman, and the same Rav Nachman passes, my reading the Kalim, the Shavu. The same Rav Nachman who passes, like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, paskins that you're my reading, the Kalim, the Shavu. So what does that mean? That means that they're not connected. That even though you hold it here, don't touch it. Over there, you hold, you could touch it. Why? Like the story we said before. Because in our Mishnah, the only reason not to touch it is either like Rav Kahana or like Nachman Yitzchak. Neither of those stars apply in the case of the shavu, and therefore you could bring the shavu down, and therefore the Gemara concludes El Shmamina Treitamina Inu Shmamina Taka. It's a good raya. You see from Rav Nachman's psak that they're dafka not interconnected, and they don't necessarily, you don't have to necessarily pask in both ways, but they're the same din in both. Okay, so that is the Gemara's point until there. Itmar Shavui Shenishpa. Okay, now we're going to go into this topic of a shavui who was taken captive. Rav Omar ain maridin karv l'nechasa. Rav says, no, you don't bring a karv down. Shmuel Omar maridin karv l'nechasa. So we already said Shmuel's shita a couple lines ago. So Shmuel, this is the shita of Shmuel. Rav argues. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. We're going to now limit the machlekes. Bishashamu boi shemeis. It's in a situation where you heard there was some type of Shmuel that the guy died. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that he died. Tosis points out, there wasn't two Edim. Tosis says there was a Kol, there was maybe an Ed Echad, but we don't know for sure. There was some type of rumor, even strong rumor, but not officially a psak, that the guy died. In that scenario, Kuli Amalo Pligi Domeridin. Everybody agrees, even Rav will say, bring a Karav down. Ki Pligi B'Shalosh Amal B'Shemes. But when do they argue? When you didn't hear. So that guy was taken captive. We didn't hear anything. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. We have no reason to believe one thing happened over the other. So then you have the machlokes. Rav Amar Eimar Ridin. Rav says you don't bring him down. Why? The Lamavzalu. Because maybe this Karov is going to ruin the stuff. Shmuel Amar Maridin. Shmuel says, no, it's okay. Bring the Karov down. We're not concerned that he's going to ruin the stuff. Why? Came the Amar Marsha. Min Lukaris. Lamavzalu. Since Mar says, we'll see coming up the next Amud, that the aris that goes and works the field that the car that goes and works the field gets treated like an aris, which means he's compensated based on percentages, which is very good. It means the more he works, the better he works, the more he makes. So therefore, he'll have a vested interest to make sure the karka is good, doing a good job. So he is not going to be mafsid the karka. So we don't have to be concerned about it.
Even going to the first opinion, though, surely it can't be worse having him there than if he was.
Oh, beautiful. So my first question is, according to Rav, how could it be worse for the guy to go there and not do a good job than not going at all? Right? Meaning he's going to do something when he goes there. Yasala, what's the answer to the question?
It's a Rashi.
It's a Rashi, Yasala. What does Rashi say?
Doesn't he like deplete the land by like he's just going to be like, okay, I don't know when he's coming back, so I'm just going to try and plant, sell, grow as fast as possible, tear up the dirt and all that, and just get
it on there. That's interesting. Okay, he says one more. Maybe that's what you're saying. The Rashi is a little bit more specifically. Manny, what does he say?
That he's going to overplant it, and then
he's not going to fertilize it. He's going to plant without fertilizing. So planting without fertilizing is worse than not doing anything.
Yizbal is fertilized.
Yizabel, yeah. Zebel is the fertilizer.
But he's doing that.
Also garbage, which they're related, right?
He's doing that because he'd only do that if he has no idea what he's doing. So now that he's getting paid like an aris, he's still not going to have any idea what he's doing.
So interesting. I don't think so. I don't think it's that he doesn't know what he was doing. I think the pshat is that he's not interested in working. It's annoying. Okay, look. The best thing forced you to come down to this field. Okay, Beseda, what do I have to do? I want to get out of here by 5 o'clock. I'll do my thing. I'll plant it. Well, you want me to do the whole thing? I'm not out of time for this. I'll just plant it. Right? But if you know that you're gonna be reaping the benefit, no pun intended, right? So then you'll work harder. Okay, good. So now here comes my bomb kasha. Manny, get ready. All right, so here's the shaila. The shaila is like this. Two kashas. The best when you have two kashas and they're going to answer each other, yeah? Okay, two kashas. Let me ask it like this. Does Rav hold of the din of Aris? Does Rav hold in the end of the day that if the guy worked the field, he's going to be a compensated like an Aris?
Was that the one who said that he should go down?
Rav says you don't go down. Shmuel says go down. So Kipshuta, you might have thought that Rav doesn't hold, but that's not true. Amar Mar, this is the din of the Gemara later on. This is the Amar Mar. This is the din. Mar said it. It's not totally on Rav and Shmuel. This is like an accepted halacha. We'll have to see more in Lamites. But it's Mashma, Amar Mar. So my first question is, how could Rav argue on that? Everybody agrees that there's a din of an Aris. That's not up for discussion here. It doesn't say Rav doesn't hold the Aris, Shmuel does hold the Aris. It says, Shmuel says, well, because of the din of the Aris, so he's going to be careful. Okay, no, what about Rav? Rav also is about the Aris. That's Ha'ar number one. Ha'ar number two.
Rav just said, he's going to be annoyed. He won't do it.
He's not going to be annoyed. He's compensated.
If he's an Aris.
If you're compensated, Shmuel says it's Kedai for him. He'll be compensated.
Well, before, whenever you said that Peshav, we thought he didn't think be compensated?
Yeah, the Gemara's Machadesh din of Aris and Shmuel. So I'm just asking. So now that's Machalikas Rav and Shmuel about the Aris? It doesn't sound like that. The Gemara should have said, Rav saw Amish Almika Aris, and Shmuel says, yeah, it's not in Salah, it's a din, Amar Mar. So that's question number one. Question number two, which is really schwer, is look at Rashi Divra Maskil, Bishashabu Boshemes, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi de Moritin. Kuli Alma means including which Shita?
Rav.
And what does Rashi say? Dim Yavoa, Abayim Kodim Shakos Abras, Yito Zekishara Risen. So Mafurish Rashi, that you're getting the din of an Aris in Rav. So what's going on? Rav agrees they're going to get paid like an Aris. So agree to Shmuel. Right? So I'm just proving my first question, right? You see that Rav agrees to the din of Aris. Rashi tells you that. So why, when you hear that the guy died... I would have wanted Rashi to say that when the guy died... I would want Rashi to say like this. That when you heard that the guy died, skip the first part of Rashi and just say... Since maybe the guy really did die, and you're going to get a Yerusha, you'll work hard. Right. Why are you bringing in the Aris thing? You don't hold from the Aris thing, Rav. You don't hold of it. So why is Rashi bringing in the Rashi? Also going to pay like the Aris, but Rav doesn't hold of the Aris. So what's the Pasha to Teretz, Manny?
That you're not considered an Aris for when you go, if you go to a field that you're not permitted to go to.
You are? No, that's circular logic. Because the only reason for you not to go is because you're not going to treat it well. If you're going to treat it well, then we'll allow you to go. And you're going to treat it well because you're an Aris. If Rav holds that you're an Aris, so Vakasha, go down there.
He's just being
the only reason you can't go down is because you're not going to treat it well, but you will treat it well.
Poshup Shatter. You guys waiting for the Poshup Shatter? Gushmaka Kashas, right? Imam is B'nai Beka. I'm asking basic Poshup Shatter.
Super Machmir. Just don't touch it.
But it doesn't. It could be mach all you want. You have to make sense. You have to be oiskalt. And Rashi is telling you that Rav holds the svar of Oris. So I mean, manavshach. And it doesn't sound like even from the Gemara that Rav argues on it. Teretz is pashut. Teretz is like this. I think it's pashut. Teretz is like this. That avada, Rav agrees to the din of Oris. But that's not enough for Rav. The fact that the guy is going to compensate like an Oris, that's not enough of a motivation for him to do it. He's not going to own the thing. Beseder, I know it's the Kelo you were saying before, but I'm saying it's. It's not, you have to say it like this. Yeah, the pshat is that that's not enough for Rav. If the guy thinks that he's just going to become an artist, he's not going to do it. But when he hears that he's Shamab Shemes, so now, Mimarshach, either he's going to get everything, like a Yerish, and even on the tzad that doesn't get everything, he'll still get the worst case scenario is going to be an artist, that's Taka Kadifer. So the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is, knowing that you're going to be compensated like an artist, is that enough to motivate you to do a good job? Shmuel says, yeah, that Dosalein is good enough. Rav says, no, I'm not. And that's why Rashi Dafka wants to bring that in Rav. Because you have, either way you're getting something. You're either getting everything, and worst case scenario, you're getting the Horus. Right? Worst case scenario is that the guy didn't die. It doesn't sound so nice, but yeah. Worst case scenario is the guy didn't die, and he's still, your father didn't die. Right? Worst case scenario. Yeah, and then he comes back, and now you only become an Horus. Okay, so that's, I think, Pashup Shad. Moving on. Okay, so now, we've explained this as far as the Rav and Shmuel. In fact, tomorrow we have a kasha. I'm going with the gears here on the side. Masiv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar attacks, we'll see who's the attacking in a second. Okay, we'll have to point out from the Goyim, right, that when you're learning something that comes up in Yana Diyayma, it's a Rai, you're learning Lishma, so at least you guys are learning Lishma. And the din is, this is a pasuk in this week's parasha with a Rashi. This whole Gemara is a pasuk and a Rashi in this week's parasha. What? That's what my chemistry physics teacher told me in TABC. And another guy who was in TABC this year corroborated that. Oh, Eli Meridak, who's not in TABC, who's in the other school that this teacher went to. Heichel, yeah, he says they said the same thing. It's Dr. Berman. I don't remember. I haven't seen the Goyim, but that's what he said. Okay. Anyway.
You saw Pesukim in chemistry class.
What?
You saw Pesukim in chemistry class.
No. This is Yisod. He said over the Yisod. But he was very. He was his divrei Torah. He's very geshmaki guy. The master shenemar v'char api rak yischem yodeani shenemar shem al mazvan em yisoyim. Frank the Gemara. The pasuk this week's parasha says v'char api v'rak di eschem v'charev v'ayin sheichel malos yifneichem yisoyim. Hashem says, I'm going to get upset. I'm going to kill you. By the sword, and guess what? Your nashim will be in almanos, and your children will be a soman. So thank you, right? So the obvious question is, obviously, if you're going to kill you, so kamuvan, your wives will be almanos, and nashim will be, and the b'nei will be a soman. Elamal tamid loyim, and vayin ha-sheichem v'chulei. So what does it mean? Malamich neshosei mevakshos li nasei, ve'emanichanosan. So the pshat is that the women will want to remarry, but Bezdin will not allow them to remarry. Why not, Pesach? Why won't Bezdin allow them to remarry?
Maybe he's alive.
Because they don't know that there was no proof of the guy being dead. And the same thing, and in a similar vein, the children are going to want to go down to the nechasim of the father, and Bezdin doesn't let them. Why not? For the same reason, Yasla, that we don't know.
Maybe
if he's alive. So we don't know if he's alive. So that's a riot to what? So this is a kasha on whom?
A kasha on? What's his name? Not Rav, the other one.
On Shmuel. Right? On Shmuel, who says, Maridin, I'll call you from this brisa that ain't Maridin. So I have a Pajib Shah kasha, yeah?
It's a kasha on both.
Why is the kasha on both?
Because we said, even when they both agree.
Oh, yeah.
Right, they both agree that we said, Tosha says, that's not that he's actually necessarily dead. Like
but. Okay, very good. So you're already going to answer my question, but hold up. Not necessarily. I'm going to argue on you, and you're going to see why. It's kishmak. Ready? I have a punch of Jack Kasha, Yasser. Ready? Yeah. Ready? How could you be killed by the sword, right? And then they don't know that you died? What happened? You were killed by the sword. The other says they killed you by the sword.
It's Hashem's sword.
What? Well, it's Hashem's sword. We're no Hasidish Pshatim until we get to Parsha, maybe. Then we'll see the Svasemes. But right now, there's no Hasidish Pshatim. Yeah? Even the Svasemes would never say that in the Gemaras. He would never say that in his Masechtas and Moed Masechtas. Wouldn't say that. Okay. Yeah. Yes, what's the Pshat? How does Rashi learn? We saw Rashi.
Maybe
How do you have being killed by the sword and then we don't know where you are? So I thought Pashup Shah means maybe they killed you somewhere and we don't know where you are, right? We don't know where you are. They killed you. Says Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi did Ramasal and the Lamech Hashem Vakshal and I'll say, Rashi learned Sheyelchu Beshevi V'lo Yadu B'nevim Chayim Mesa. Rashi says the case is that no, you were taken captive and we don't know. Not like what you said, Eitan. Not that we heard that you died. The case of B'nevim Chayim means stop, you were taken captive and we have no clue. So it's only Akasha on Shmuel. I had as a fit into the Pasuk, but the Pasuk says you were killed B'cherev.
Right.
So what does Rashi answer? Zok to Rashi. Rashi at the end. Rashi says, Ushtei klalos hein, achas shel cherev, the achas shel shevi. Rashi learned that you have to divide up the pasuk into two different klalos. The first klala is arakas kamacharev, period. Then there's another klala of yunashaykh mamalat v'nechem yisaymim. Why does Rashi learn like that and not like the way I wanted to learn? I wouldn't say, whatever, they killed you in a sword and you couldn't find the body. This happens. The guy went to war, he died, and we don't know where he is. Why didn't Maharaj Rashi learn like that? L'chaira, because of Eitan's question. Because then it would be at least something of Shamash Ameis. He went out to war, Yecherev, you know. So Rashi may, I think, that's a Bederach Efsha. But the point is, what Rashi's doing is Rashi's dividing the Pasuk into two different Pshatim. One is about Shevi, one is about Cherev. Okay, so therefore, it's Akasha. Now, either way, we answered up your Akasha. Right? The way Rashi's learning, so I'm saying that Rashi's learning like this, Dafka, to answer your question. Yeah, but I don't know if you have to go that far. I think it's a good shot. But either way, that's Rashi. The way Rashi's learning answers up your Akasha. Okay, so Rashi learns that the second part of the puzzle is talking about a case of Chevy. The guy was taken into captive, and we don't know what's going on. So the Gemara says... So Gemara says, so what are you going to do? What is Shmuel going to do? Rabba leved velim kortanan. Rabba says, no, don't learn over here. It's actually Avos to Rabbi Nosson. This is not exactly a full Mishnah, but when it was taught here, it was Avos to Rabbi Nosson. When it says leved, it means leved velim kort, which means tanan actually sounds like that was the actual nus, that was actually girsa of the Avos to Rabbi Nosson. Meaning, it doesn't mean that the kids can't go down. The kids can go down. But they can't go down and then sell the field. So they'll be able to go into the field to work it. Like Shmuel, they just won't be able to sell it. I don't know, because there's only a triptych at the end, right? But there was an Uvda that happened, and Rav Sheshes paskin, based on this, Avos Rabbi Nosson, that you don't let the kids go down. You don't let the kids into the field. So maybe the pshat is you do let them into the field, just they can't go down to sell. They can go down, just not to sell it. And that's like Rava's shot. Amar le, yeah, Dilma Pimpadisa. Maybe you come from Pimpadisa that they say, Chasidish, I mean, Dema'ailin Pila Bekupa Demachta, that they stuff an elephant into a needle hole, right? They start to say, Dochuk Pshatim, that don't go. It doesn't go. You can't put an elephant into a needle hole. So you're trying to say, Varani, you must be from Pimpadisa if you're trying to say such a pshat like that. Right? And how do we know that? Because Vadubidinishosayim, this is a difficult lashon. I'm going to go with the Girsa Bineyim. Not ubnam. Dumadinishosayim b'nam. That the Avos Rabbi Nosson puts together the nashim with the b'nam. So the din of the bottom is dumya dinashim. Dumya dinishosayim is the b'nam. Meaning what? Ketani. That's the way it was taught. Ma'asam klalo. Just like the women can't do anything. They can't get married even a little bit. There's just no, you can't get married. Right? Afachanami klalo. So too the children have no shaykhas to the field. Okay. The truth is, bringing a karav down to nixay shav is in fact the machlokes tanoim. The tanoim wrote in a bray sayer the nixay shavui. Somebody who goes down to nixay shavui ain motzino somiyado. You don't take him out. Velo od el afilu shama shavim mashushin uboyin. Not only do not take him out, but even if while he's in there, he hears that the karav is coming back. Right. So the karav that went down hears that his karav, the shavui, the guy who was taken captive, is coming back. So the din is the cut the metalshin. He quickly goes and cuts off some more stuff from the field. Va'achal and eats it up. Raises arz v'niskar. He's zoicha. He gets all that stuff. He gets more. Right. Tosus points out that it's not only hayyur the nechashav. It sounds like bidyevit. He brings it right at the end of the gemara from Shimon Gamliel that it's actually lechatchila. Lechatchila, you could go and do this. And here we're saying the Bryce is saying that and even when you hear the guy coming back, you could still take more. What is it? Ve'elu nichsei shvuyin. What are the nichshavim hareishai avivo achivo echad mina myrishin? If a person hears that his father or brother or any one of his bequeathers, halchu, they say in the gear, so halchu mikan,
What is it? The Mershin Khan, they were here. V'holchu lem Nisayam, and they went to Nisayam. V'sham ben Shemes, and you heard that they died, man. Okay, it's close. The definition of Shvuin is that you heard that the relative, that the captive died. V'sham ben Shemes. So then the din is that you're allowed to go in, and everything's fine. That everybody agrees to, right? Because we know Rav and Shmuel agree to that. So that's not really what we're interested in. Hayor the nichsay nitushim, but if you go to the nichsay nitushim, then we do take it away from you. V'elu nichsay nitushim, here the nichsay nitushim, reshayav v'achiv echad. V'nishim alchol menasayam. The same case, but v'lo sham ben Shemes. So the case of the Dushim is the exact same case, but you didn't hear that the captive died. So you see, Klor, like Rav, that when you go down, you didn't hear that they died, you're not allowed to be there, and we take it away from you. Whatever you did, we take it away from you. Says Rishmul, I heard that the Netushim are like Shvuyim. I heard the Netushim are like Shvuyim. So therefore, Rishmul is clearly arguing. So 2 hours, so the Gishmak, the bottom Taisis says, so why don't we just say, why didn't Rav and Shmuel just say they hold like the Tanaim? Rav should say, right, I go like Tanakama, and Shmuel should say, I go like Shmuel Gamliel. So Tosfos says either they didn't know about the prices, again, it's prices, they didn't necessarily know about the prices, or maybe there was different gear size in the prices, but it's Gishmak Akasha, the top Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara say, the Gemara says like this, we want to learn out from Shmuel Gamliel what the din would be by Nichsei Shavui, right? The Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from one to the other, they're trey timey, right? The beginning of the Gemara. Let's extrapolate from the din of our Mishnah of Shomer to the din of Shavuot. And then Gemara says, no, we don't necessarily know what's going on. Frag Taisus, but Shimon Gamliel himself says, Lahedya, that's the din. We have the end of the Amud now. Shimon Gamliel says explicitly, black on white, that's the din of, that's the din of a Shavuot. So Taisus said, the Gemara just means the same. He's sorry, he wouldn't have been able to know. And if you have a Rai, you have a Rai, but we wouldn't be able to extrapolate. But then Taisus believes up with the Gishmak Akasha. He says, when the Gemara wants to bring a raya, the Gemara says, well, you know, we'll bring a raya from Shmuel, because Shmuel passed like with Shimon Gamliel over there, and he also passed as Moridin. Why don't you bring up raya from Shimon Gamliel himself? If you're trying to prove that it's one tam, so you're going to go like this, scratch your left ear with your right hand, you're going to bring a raya that Shmuel passed with Shimon Gamliel, then Shimon Gamliel himself passes both in him. That would be a much better raya.
Why would it be right? Better? Why can we still say the same answer that, okay, you don't know?
You didn't know that price.
No. Like, well, why couldn't you get out of it the same way we got out of the Kasha and Shmuel?
Oh, that's fine. No, that's okay. That's an illegal move, as I tell my guys in First Seder. That's an illegal move. I don't care what the answer is. I'm asking about the Kasha. The Gemara wants to ask a Kasha, right?
It's
a much better Kasha. You have a Kasha from Shimon Gamliel and Menayu Bey. You're the same Shimon Gamliel says both dinim. That's a much better question. Whatever the answer is. That's okay. I'm not asking on the answer. Okay, so let's finish up the end. Oh, my gosh. We have 2 minutes. Oh. Should we stop here? No, we can't. Let's finish this up. So the Gemara is like this. If you go to the Nechazim of Retushim, then you're also Moitzim Yadov. You don't know where they went. Okay, that's the same thing. Okay, it's the same halacha, but there, you know, there, instead of saying that they were taken captive, the halacha is, I'm sorry, in both cases, we're talking about that they went to Medina Sayyam. And therefore, we don't really see necessarily a difference yet between Retushim and Netushim. But the halacha is the same. Retushim and Netushim have the same halacha. So the Gemara says, Ma'a Sha'anach the Karla Netushim, or Ma'a Sha'anach the Karla Retushim. Why in one place you're calling them Retushim, in another place you're calling them Netushim? The Gemara says, Netushim did Bal Korcha. Netushim implies that they went Bal Korcha. They had to leave. They went Bal Korcha. They had to leave. The Chsev, Ashvias Tishmetena Unetashta. The Pasuk says that in the also this expression, right, that the Shvias, and the seventh year, you have to let the field rest, right? You have to leave it. So that's a tzivu. It has to be done. And that's Avkata de Malka, very famous phrase. Avkata de Malka, big lomdus in Shvius, that it's called that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's absolutely machlekes in the Achronim about this. But what's the din of Shvius? But Avkata de Malka, even part of the Rishonim actually, Avkata de Malka is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king, decided that he's uprooting from everybody, taking it away from all the land, from everyone, and it's hefker. Retushim de midaitan. Retushim implies that they went on their own volition. Tichsiv aim albonim rutasha. Okay, and then Rashi goes through that. That lashon means that. Okay, let's stop this.
Man, you want to stop that and start a new one?
Really, there's no nachkimin in
it. If you send it to the group, can you reply with the page number? The DAS number? You know what I'm saying? When you